Welcome to the PAC Football Report for September 19, 2009. I'm Joe Underko. Over the next few minutes, we'll take a look back at last week's football action in the President's Athletic Conference while previewing the opening of conference play this weekend. In the only game involving two PAC squads, Geneva overcame a 17-12 halftime deficit to post a 32-17 win at St. Vincent. Conference teams also went 4-2 in non-league action last Saturday. League winners included Washington and Jefferson, which posted a 34-12 win at Frostburg State. Waynesburg, a 49-21 home victor against Hanover. Teal, which gave new head coach Kurt Reiser his first career victory with a 20-10 decision over visiting Albion. And Bethany, which recorded a 41-33 road win at Kentucky Christian. Trailing 31-7, Grove City saw its huge second-half comeback fall just short in a 45-40 loss to Carnegie Mellon. Finally, Westminster remained winless following a 27-14 defeat at Allegheny. PAC Offensive Player of the Week honors went to Waynesburg senior quarterback Brad Dawson, who threw for 362 yards and 5 touchdowns while rushing for a 6th score in the Hanover win. Defensive Player of the Week laurels went to Teal free safety Brian Villegas, who tallied 10 tackles, an interception, a fumble recovery, and 2 pass breakups in the Tomcat victory. Bethany sophomore punter Chad Smith earned special teams recognition, averaging over 40 yards per boot, while also throwing for 4 scores as the team's quarterback. This weekend marks the opening of conference play in the PAC with 4 league games on tap, while Geneva has the weekend off. After a bye last weekend, Thomas More opens defense of its 2008 PAC title at home Saturday at 1:30 p.m. as the 1-0 Saints host 2-0 Waynesburg. Last season, Thomas More posted a 34-26 win over the Yellow Jackets in Waynesburg, setting the table for a perfect 6-0 conference mark. Coming off a pair of impressive season-opening wins, Yellow Jacket head coach Rick Shepus knows his squad can make a big statement with a road victory over the defending champions.
Well, I just think for us, for our standpoint, Joe, it was really important for us to start the year fast. You know, important for us to start fast because Thomas More is a great football team. I mean, they've got 18 returning starters. They're the reigning conference champion, and they're playing at home tomorrow. So important for us to get off to a confident start.
History will be made in Bethany, West Virginia on Saturday night as Bethany hosts the first night football home game in school history when the 1-1 Bison battle 0-2 Grove City at 7 p.m. The two teams stage a first-half shootout in Grove City a year ago, with Bethany taking a 35-33 halftime lead, only to see the Wolverines prevail 41-33. Grove City has won 11 of the last 12 meetings in the series. However, Bison head coach Tim Weaver hopes his team can ride the emotion of the historic event to a key PAC victory.
Yeah, I think the whole campus is energized. Just the chatter in the dining hall and listening to our players talk about, you know, how many people are going to be there. I think it should be really good. And you know, we look back to last year when we got to go up and play at Grove City, and I thought Grove City did a great job as a campus and a school putting that event on, and hopefully it can be the same at our place.
Another night kickoff will take place in Washington, PA, as 2-0 Washington and Jefferson host 1-1 Teal at Cameron Stadium at 7 p.m. The Presidents have dominated the series with the Tomcats, winning 26 of the last 27 meetings, including a 34-24 decision in Greenville in 2008. The one Tomcat victory in that span came in at W&J in 2005, when Teal won 38-35 in overtime en route to capturing the PAC crown. Washington and Jefferson head coach Mike Sirianni previews the matchup.
Well, you know, obviously Teal has always played us strong, you know, since Jack took over, you know, nine years ago, I believe, and, you know, it's just going to continue under Kurt, you know, the same kind of philosophy. Their kids will play hard against us. They have good players anyway, but, you know, put that together with some good coaching and the belief that they can beat us, which because they have a few years ago, and we're looking for a tight game tomorrow.
Finally, two teams each looking for their first win meet in La Trobe as 0-2 St. Vincent hosts 0-2 Westminster for the Bearcats' homecoming game at 1 p.m. Westminster is 8-1 all-time against St. Vincent, including wins in both meetings since Bearcat varsity football returned in 2007. Last year, the Titans saw a 31-10 lead nearly disappear following 2 late Bearcat touchdowns, only to hold on and prevail 31-24. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. For the latest PAC football news, log on to our website at www.pacathletics.org or sign up to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Joe Underko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.